Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, hopefully you're getting a salary increase this year. It should be good news, but hang on a minute, not so fast. Thanks to tax bracket creep as well as rising living costs, that 5% bump in your paycheck may actually leave you a little worse off. Sorry to be the harbinger of bad news. With inflation sitting at around 4.3% and no adjustments to the personal income tax brackets in the budget that we've just listened to, many South Africans are quietly being pushed into higher tax rates. And I want to discuss this in a little more detail tonight, what's really going on with take-home pay and why that salary might not stretch as far as you think. And I'm going to talk to Tanya Tozen, who's a tax and remuneration specialist at Tax Consulting South Africa. Tanya, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So let's start with the headline, maybe. How can a salary increase actually leave a person with ostensibly less take-home pay?
Thank you, Jeremy, for having me on the show this evening. So I think what the listeners and the viewers should understand is that, you know, originally when the budget speech was released, they were considering giving us inflationary adjustment to the tax tables and the brackets, which I was actually quite excited about because it's been over a year since they haven't adjusted those tax brackets. Then when they actually announced the formal budget speech in March, they actually decided that they would keep the tax bracket static for another year. So potentially what that means is that even if we get the same salary, because we're not getting inflationary relief on the brackets, our increases are being eroded by that lack of adjustment on the tax tables.
So, Tanya, can you wrap some numbers around that? Let's assume that you are getting an inflation-linked salary this year. Let's call it 4.3 or even a 5% salary bump. How much worse off then would we be as a result of what should be good news?
So if I've done the maths and I actually built a little calculator to actually equate this, but to bring employees up to that position of getting that inflationary relief, employers and employees should consider doing the math. And unfortunately, the different brackets were adjusted at different rates for inflation. But to equate it to the numbers and in layman's terms, and depending on what tax bracket you fall into, that 4.3% needs to be set up to at least a 5%, 5.2, even a 5.5%. And that would just bring you up to inflation. So that's not even rewarding you for top performance and trying to retain and attract your talent.
So we bandy this term around bracket creep. Just in plain terms, yes. Maybe just remind our viewers again tonight, to our listeners again tonight, how this affects everyday pay earners.
So, Jeremy, what it actually means is that, you know, you earn your monthly salary and we use our annual tax table. And let's just say we are close to the next marginal tax bracket. So what happens is when some people get their increases and when we factor into account maybe other allowances, that increase could be taxed partially in the lower tax bracket. And then pushing you into a higher tax bracket, part of that increase could be taxed at that higher rate. So, you know, in effect, some individuals could move from an 18% bracket to a 26% bracket, or 39% to 41%, which also adds to the erosion of your salary increase. And just because the tables haven't been increased 2 years running, you're actually finding more and more people are moving up the ranks of the marginal tax rates because of this.
So how do you combat this then? I mean, no one's going to turn around and refuse a salary increase. So should employers and employees be thinking differently in terms of the way in which salary packages are constructed?
Absolutely. So, you know, if employers who are taking major strain in the economy can't offer those increases, I often get contacted on how do we structure the packages more effectively from a tax point of view. So this is where, you know, the leading structure in the market is to adopt a cost to company structure with flexible benefits. And where those employers can't actually give those higher increases, you know, you empower the employees to either choose more cashless benefits or vice versa within certain parameters.
So what type of flexible benefits would we be talking about?
So traditionally, we look at retirement and risk benefits. So, you know, traditionally, some of the remuneration structures offer like flat 4x death cover, which maybe a youngster doesn't need. So they could actually convert that to a lower death cover amount and get the difference in cash if they needed more cash, as an example.
Do you think that companies are open to that kind of conversation, or does it place more of an onerous burden on them in terms of administration?
No, absolutely. It's one of our leading projects at the moment, especially since COVID. We've noticed a massive upswing, and especially in the retail markets, they're jumping on board as well. A lot of those big groups are actually looking at how do they compensate their employees more effectively.
Is it fair to say that the personal tax brackets were not adjusted because this really was just a deliberate, a stealthy or a quiet tax hike? I wondered to myself as I listened to you talk whether this was maybe a deliberate strategy.
Well, I think it's no surprise. South Africa's, we're not making budget. We need more money for our debt. And by doing this, Jeremy, you know, the coffers are enriched by 19.5 billion for the next tax year by actually just keeping those static tax tables. And then this is compounded again with the potential VAT increase that's coming into effect. I think it's in the next month or so, you know, that ultimately employees are feeling the knock on all sides.
We are being taxed to the absolute hilt, aren't we? So let's assume then
absolutely
that you're looking at some kind of non-cash benefit, which would make sense, as you've said to me, in a high tax, high cost environment. But you would also need to be concerned, or cognizant at least, of SARS, which we know is going after high earners. So top tier professionals who might be restructuring their packages would surely need to be worried about audits or even compliance checks.
Absolutely. I mean, when we help these organizations look at their structures, this has to be done with such precision and with such compliance, you know, to the effect that, you know, should SARS ever audit an organization or an individual, that we still maintain that level of compliance. You definitely don't want to be on the radar for SARS.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Some very valuable advice tonight. Tanya Tozen, I'm going to leave it there. Tax and remuneration specialist at Tax Consulting South Africa.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.